Daily Light, March the 29th, morning. Come, you who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to those who love him? Heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. The one who conquers will have his heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Matthew 25:34 and Luke 12:32. James 2:5, Romans 8:17, John 16:27, Hebrews 11:16, Revelation 21:7, 2 Timothy 4:8, and Philippians 1:6. Daily Light, March the 29th, evening. For riches do not last for ever. And does a crown endure to all generations? Surely a man goes about as a shadow. Surely for nothing they are in turmoil. Man heaps up wealth and does not know who will gather. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. We look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. One who sows righteousness gets a sure reward. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing, the unfading crown of glory. For riches do not last for ever, and does a crown endure to all generations? Proverbs 27:24 and Psalm 39:6, Colossians 3:2, Matthew 6:19-21, 1 Corinthians 9:25, 2 Corinthians 4:18, Proverbs 11:18, 2 Timothy 4:8, and 1 Peter 5:4.